Moving on to agenda item number 14, report and possible discussion on Clean Rivers Program Basin Highlights, report by Tiffany Morgan.
There's no action on this. This is just an informative for you. Every year we have to produce as our participation in the Clean Rivers Program an annual water quality report. You have a copy of it in your book for you to peruse. It is on CD. This will be a much smaller report than the one you received last year, which was our five-year intensive long-range trend analysis report. So this one will be much shorter, just an update on activities in the basin and status of water quality throughout the basin. Questions?
Is there a distribution list that you
We send that to all our Clean Rivers Program stakeholders, which predominantly consists of discharge permit ratepayers, water right ratepayers. We do most of our distribution through the internet now. We do have to submit copies to the Water Development Board, the Parks and Wildlife Department, TCEQ, and the Governor's Office as part of the Clean Rivers Act designations. I'll be honest, I don't think other than TCEQ, any of those agencies probably look at it, but we do have it available online, so it is out there for anyone in the general public also. If they want to download it and read it, they certainly can.
Tiffany, do we ever get any feedback from producing the report?
We don't get a whole lot out of the report itself. Every once in a while, we'll get someone who wants to understand something a little better. Most of our input will come through our stakeholders process. We do have a stakeholder meeting every year for this group that, again, consists of those permit fee payers, general environmental groups. Sometimes we'll send someone, and we will draw our comments to them and incorporate them before we ever produce the actual report.
Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you, Tiffany.